2012, it's Brackets on it.
Yeah, what's up?
Today, going to see some sunshine. Mostly dry, high at 37.
Nice.
I'll take it, man. Tonight, still a little chilly, low of 21, but the next couple days going to be warmer. Going to see a high of 60 by Thursday.
Woo! You know how warm that's going to feel?
Dude, shorts, bro.
Yeah.
Shorts are coming out.
Did you always wear shorts as soon as you could get them on?
Pretty much. Well, you know, actually in high school is a little bit different because just working on the farm and everything, I was so used to wearing jeans and we couldn't wear, we could wear shorts in high school.
Yeah.
But I don't think I wore shorts that much to school. I think I always wore jeans.
I think everybody had that buddy who wore shorts all year round.
All year round. Always. You know?
He's always a bigger guy.
Now, to be fair though, too, back in our day, we had JNCOs and those were basically like pants. Those were full pants.
Well, it wasn't like wearing anything. Nothing touched your legs.
And went right, like half, three quarters way down your shin.
Yep.
Yeah, those were all right. You could get by with those in the winter. High socks.
Walked inside of those things.
You just glided. Right. Just looked like you were gliding.
People with JNCOs looked like they were just floating. Looked like that guy from Star Wars. Just floating around.
It was hovering without the hoverboards. Yeah. It was fantastic. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
This story, dude. This is earlier. I don't know if you heard me exclaim, what the hell? 54-year-old guy in New Jersey named Mike Wierski hit the lottery this month for $273 million.
Wow.
Now, you might have heard about this because he almost lost his ticket. That's right. He forgot it at the gas station where he bought it. He went back the next day. Someone had turned it into the lost and found.
What?
So now he's trying to track the person down to reward them for it. No joke. Uh-huh. Yeah, like how about you give him half? That's insane. Anyway, there's another wrinkle in the story because he recently got divorced and his ex-wife just did an interview where she said she'd still never get back together with him. Honey, let's reconcile.
I don't care how rich he is.
How big of a piece of garbage do you have to be to win that kind of money? And the wife is like,
nope.
I did my time. I don't care. Now, it's even better. It gets even better. Her name is Eileen Murray, and they were married for 15 years until they divorced this past October. She made all the money, and he was a stay-at-home dad.
Oh.
She's hoping he'll, quote, do the right thing and toss the money her way, especially since she gave him a lot of money in the divorce, and she's still paying alimony.
Oh, man.
But when the reporter asked if she ever thought about getting back together with him, she said, no way. Quote, he's not appealing to me at all just because he has money.
Even with $270
million?
Jeez.
After taxes, you think they're going to take half of that away?
The guy's got to be a real piece of work.
Dude, he's got to be a real piece of work. Hold on. There's a link here. Maybe it'll show a picture of him.
Oh, man. Why? Has there ever been a good-looking person win the lotto? Ever?
Look at this guy. Oh.
It looks like Peter Griffin.
It does. It looks like a hillbilly. He's wearing a camouflage New York Yankees hat. Oh, my God. Look, I mean,
He's loving this.
How do you forget the... You just bought it.
Oh.
What did you say? Oh, he says here, I was paying more attention to my cell phone. I put the tickets down, put the money away.
Those damn cell phones.
There was something on my phone. You know, you don't deserve the ticket, Mike. You don't. You don't deserve the ticket. So I wonder if he's still going to get alimony from his wife.
Probably.
Good God. Some people's kids.
W.